Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Punxsutawney Phil, take this. I mean, to say he saw his shadow today is absolutely ridiculous. I cannot see out the window like 2 feet. So someone is, Punxsutawney Phil is lying or something. I don't know.
I wonder if it was his. Is he sure that it was his shadow that he saw?
It could have been somebody's foot, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, he's a groundhog, for heaven's sakes. Although I did like the card that said, you know, that he was retiring and that he was. It was a picture of a groundhog with rabbit ears. I mean, I thought it was very funny that he decided that people didn't like him, yeah. And offering the, you know, suggesting the death penalty. That's a bit much. Gosh. Although. I think DC having a stuffed one, I don't know, there's something wrong-headed about that.
Potomac Bill.
They probably votes early and often. All right. All right, so we're talking about habits, but not necessarily, you know, if we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter, we might as well develop some good habits before we can sort of spring forth, right? And this is about the time of year. We've already gone through January. Do you realize that? We've already gone through, what is it? A third would be, so half of a third is 16. So we've gone through almost, you know, 8% of the year already.
Yeah, that's, wow.
I mean, think about that. 8% of the year is gone.
Wow. That's, it just seems like just yesterday I was
watching the clock.
Ball dropping in Times Square.
I know.
And we're already a month into 2015.
Yeah, and it's one of the long months, too.
Yeah.
And then we've got a short month coming up, which means we're in real trouble. Mm-hmm. All right. And we've got Groundhog Days today. We've got Chinese New Year's coming up this month. We've got Valentine's Day. We've got President's Day. For a short month, it gets chock full, doesn't it?
We have a Friday the 13th this month too, don't we?
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
We have one on Saturday.
Yeah, and we have one in November as well. We've got two Fridays the 13th this year.
Well, three, because it's going to be, you know, because March is the same as.
That's right.
As February.
That's
right. We're gonna have one this month, next month,
and February, then, March, and November.
Yeah. Wow.
So there. So we'll do superstition. All right, so we're talking about getting better habits. So, look, you guys know what you want to change in your life, right? You want to stop smoking. You want to cut down on your alcohol consumption. You want to work out more. You want to get to bed earlier. You want to cut your toenails more often. I don't know. All right, so I'm going to give you basically 8 steps to help you. Regardless of what the habit you're trying to ingrain, all right? Because it's much easier to substitute a new good habit than it is to try and break an old habit, right? That's basically true. You ritualize it, tied to something you already do. If you're trying to read your emails earlier in the day, and you have a cup of tea first thing that you wake up in the morning. So decide that when you're making your tea, that you're downloading your emails. And so as you're sipping your tea, once you've had one sip, that you have to start on your emails. All right? In other words, tie something that you tend to be a bit reluctant about to something that you already like. When I'm trying really hard to get back in the habit of exercising, what I'll do, I tend to read about a half hour before I go to bed at night and before I usually get out of bed in the morning. It's just kind of my transition into whatever I got to do. And it's kind of my way of signaling myself that it's time to kind of let everything go so I can go to sleep, or to kind of get myself energized but sort of organized at the same time. So when I'm really trying to get back in the habit of exercise, what I'll do is not allow myself to read in bed, but take my book down to the gym with me. So I'll take a behavior that's already pleasurable and tie it to something that I'm trying to make more a habit, okay? So ritualization. Basically, what you want to do is make it really easy to accomplish what you want to accomplish and very hard to do what you don't want to do. So, for example, if you're trying to lose weight, going through and getting all your high-calorie snacks and, I mean, if you're feeling really generous, you can give them to your next-door neighbor who hopefully is not on the same restriction that you are, because then they will not be your friend anymore. But that you can, if you're feeling like that you're really not prepared to do that, then freeze them. You know, put them in the back of your freezer so it's not the first thing you see when you open your freezer. If in your kitchen, look around and make sure you don't have, for example, gumdrops or something like that on your counter. Make sure that you have something like, I don't know, what would be good for you? I guess those little wasabi peas, except they're very salty. There are all sorts of kind of the problem about low-calorie snacks is sometimes they are fairly salty, so you have to be careful of that, because that's not going to help as well. And if basically you're used to stopping and getting, get your Starbucks latte, 4,000 calories, change your route, all right? Basically, if you can, see if you can focus on an action. What you want, especially when you're trying to change a new behavior, you want something you get pretty instant feedback. So if you're saying you're trying to lose 5 pounds, don't wait to the 5 pounds, because that's a long place between where you are and where you want to get. But maybe focus on losing a pound, a pound in the next couple of days. If you're trying to exercise, instead of sort of going from zero to every day, maybe to try twice in the next week. In other words, make sure that you have limited goals that are time-oriented. We've talked about that a lot. And so you get some pretty immediate feedback. Basically, keeping a notebook is a great idea. Keeping some kind of score for yourself. And sort of online chat groups are great for this kind of thing, but it doesn't necessarily have to be online, and it doesn't necessarily have to be with strangers. It can be having a sweat buddy. We talked earlier about a woman who felt that somebody was paying undue attention to her at the gym, and she's very proud of herself for having lost a lot of weight. But what she may want to do is find a sweat buddy at the gym and sort of talk, sort of compare how they're doing, and keep track of it, and find somebody who'll be really supportive of you to do it as well. And, you're going to have days, especially if you get yourself a little notebook, you're going to have days that are positive and days that are not so much. And if you see a pattern, that can be very useful in motivating yourself. For example, it may be that the weekends are really hard for you, or Mondays are really hard, or days where you haven't gotten enough sleep or more difficult. So see if you can begin keeping track of what works and what doesn't work. And one of the best ways of doing that is just keeping a pretty accurate count of where you are, almost kind of a star date 2015 of what's working and what's not working. Sometimes you can't, that moderation, is a great idea for a lifestyle, but in terms of changing habits, it usually doesn't work very well, because you're at one end, and to get to the middle, you probably have to overshoot it. So basically, you may want to try going cold turkey on something. If, for example, you're trying to cut down your amount of alcohol, instead of saying, all right, today I'll only have 2 drinks, you're probably better off saying, today I'll have no drinks. That moderation is better accomplished once you've understood the far ends of the behavior. Moderation is a hard place to start, because it doesn't give you a whole lot of wiggle room. I'm not sure how much I agree with this, but change how you describe yourself. Instead of saying, well, I'm a real slug, you might say, I'm a motivated person who gets up every morning and does this. In other words, as you change your self-definition, you change your mindset. And as you change your mindset, we've talked about Anna and the King of Siam school of life. As you whistle a happy tune, that you not only convince everybody else, you convince yourself. And that's what we're really trying to do, is instead of I'm a fraidy cat, then I'm a brave person. Okay. Make sure that you're not giving yourself excuses for bad behavior. Saying, well, I deserve this, or, if I were a better person, I could do it better. Don't give yourself permission to do what doesn't make any sense for you to do. Okay? 855-99-3756. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756. All right, this is a point in the program where I sort of beg and plead with you guys not to call in the last 3 minutes of the program, or at least not five of you, which has been happening, which is just really frustrating because I can't take all of you then, and whomever calls is going to get less time with me. And actually, I think somebody called last week and said, do I still have time? So if you're going to call, I mean, we're sort of in the last hour of the program. So if you're going to call now, all right? Don't wait 30 minutes from now. Please. right, 855-993-7569. All right, let's talk about, we had another email tip to deal with today.
Yes, we got an email from Diane. Diane says, Dr. Joy, I'm in a home that I share with my partner. Although I do not make anywhere his income, we split the cost 30% of each our monthly income. With that being said, my partner has 5 kids and I have 2. It has come to my knowledge that upon his death, I may reside in the home, covering the costs of the tax and utilities. Once I leave the home, it is to be sold and split among his 5 children. I have a problem with this and feel the home should be divided between all 7 children, no matter who is paid more into the home. Can you please help me with this problem? Thank you, and Diane.
Do we have any idea about how old the partners are and how old the kids are?
I don't think that was included in the email, no.
Okay, folks, this is again why, I'd much rather you email me than not get in touch, but this is information that would be very helpful. Part of it depends on how long... it sounds like they didn't buy the house together, right? It sounds like they're both living in it, but it's his house. Hence, she's allowed to stay in it and just pay taxes afterward, which means she probably didn't put down the original down payment. And so that she's basically... Essentially, kiddo, as irritating as this may be, essentially you're paying rent at this moment. That you didn't... It sounds like you weren't there when the house was bought. You didn't put the initial down payment on it. The house is probably appreciated in value at this moment, but it's basically... think of it this way. If you were just renting the apartment, if you're paying whatever the rent is that you're paying, and you're probably paying, if it's 30% of each of your salaries, you're probably paying somewhat less rent than it would cost you to live someplace else. And if that's so, part of what you should do is figure out, for example, before the two of you lived together, how much rent you were paying, and take the difference between how much rent you were paying then and how much rent you're paying now, and put it in an account someplace, or buy yourself a piece of property so that you can participate in the, in theory, real estate boom that may or may not happen at some point. But I think you have to look at it is you didn't buy it initially. You didn't put down the down payment, and he's paying, it sounds like, significantly more, which is not the issue right now, but essentially you're paying rent. And as a renter, what he's saying is you can continue to rent it after his death. And again, I don't know, if I had to guess, I would guess both of you are older and your children are all, that probably both sets of children are grown at this moment, although that would be helpful to know. You need to make sure, among other things, that you can afford to live there if should he die, because if the to make sure that the taxes are something that you can afford by yourself, and that hopefully the mortgage, either he has mortgage insurance, which would be paid off at his death, or he has life insurance that would pay it off. But essentially, and so he's saying that you can live there the rest of your life, which essentially is as a tenant. So that means that the property would revert to his kids because he owns it, and you're essentially a tenant. With respect to your kids, so basically, as much as I'm sure this is not going to make you very happy with me, that he's correct that his kids would inherit it rather than your kids. But what I would do is sit down and figure out, because my guess is that it's you're living there at kind of a reduced rate. Take the amount of money that's the difference between what you would pay if you were renting the same place and he wasn't essentially subsidizing it, and put that money aside for your children and either buy some property with it, or I suppose you could give it to them at your death or invest it or whatever. But realistically, you're a tenant. That it's his property, he owns it, he's essentially renting it to you, and my guess is at a reduced rate. They're paying, they're each paying 30%. What does it say, mortgage, or just it says expenses?
It just says 30% of each of our monthly income will go into the expenses, it sounds like.
Well, so expenses may include food and utilities and things of that sort. So my guess is that you really are getting a pretty good housing deal here. Although when I worked for the Redevelopment Authority, the rule of thumb was that you should be paying 25% of your before-tax income for your housing, which did not necessarily include utilities. So I don't, and certainly would not include food. And if the 30% includes utilities and food, and entertainment and things like that, you're getting a good deal. So just figure out what you would pay if you were living someplace else, and put that in an account for your kids as opposed to his kids, and I think you'll feel better about it. And it will take care of the fairness issue, because essentially that's your tenant. I know, going to make me wildly popular. But good the fact that the two of you are talking about this, and good the fact that it's something for you to be thinking about. And it may be, for example, that you take out an insurance policy if he doesn't have one that will pay off the mortgage on him should he predecease you. It may be that you also take out an insurance policy that he pays the premiums on where you're the beneficiary, which would take care of, again, the discrepancy between whatever that house is worth split between his kids and what you would expect your kids to get. But essentially, you didn't invest in the house. You're just paying the rent. So he's basically correct that his kids would inherit and your kids would not. Again, if you owned a piece of property that you had rented, for example, that you had tenants in, that your kids presumably would inherit that and his kids would not. And it sounds like the two of you are not married to one another as well, which is another issue. But even if you were married, you presumably could have had a prenup on this one. So figure out. But I think he's not being unfair. Again, because of the issue of the initial cost of the place and who owned it and the down payment. Okay, and even though the place may be worth more, and for example, if you've done some massive renovations to the place, that you may have that taken out of your rent, for example, and take that money and put it away for your children, so you feel that your children will inherit something at your death. But I think his formulation is perfectly okay. Also, again, figure out what it would cost if you were paying the rent someplace else by yourself, and that may make you feel better about it as well. All righty, 855-993-7569. You know, it's always a good idea to have these discussions in stone cold sober with everybody dressed and everybody having not in the bedroom, because that essentially, you know, the two of them are living together. It sounds they're not married. But the whole deal is here that this is, you know, a financial arrangement, which is why marriage gets to be a little more complicated than just the I love yous. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball? Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy.
until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Do you see they're going to do another Jurassic Park?
I did see that, yeah. I saw that preview. I think it's called, what, Jurassic World or something, I think the title
yeah,
of it is.
Yeah, 4 or yeah. something, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going to do another Ben-Hur. I don't actually see the point of another Ben-Hur, to be quite honest. But
I don't see the point in doing another Jurassic Park.
I don't either.
And I liked those movies when I was a kid. But it's kind of, you know, you did 3 of them. What do you need to do a 4th one for? We kind of get the idea. Dinosaurs come to life.
Yeah, yeah. And they're good, scary. But, you know, you figure out, yeah.
Yes, they got to show off the new special effects, I guess. And, you know, the special effects have obviously kind of...
Well, they have certainly gotten better, but they weren't bad.
Yeah, no, the first Jurassic Park, they were great. The special effects were fantastic.
Well, yeah, it really scared the living daylights out of you.
Yeah, but...
There you go.
Yeah. Don't see the point of a 4th one, to be honest.
All right, well, but I suppose you could argue that, you know, Hamlet's been done too, but Hamlet seems like a different thing. Although a lot of the remakes haven't done very well, so.
Right.
Oh, you know what we forgot to mention today? We know that it's Groundhog Day, but it's also in Texas. it's Chris Kyle Day.
That's right.
And that movie is just really kicking some serious butt. I think it was number one for the third week in a row, and apparently scored the highest amount of ticket sales for a Super Bowl weekend ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's great that the state of Texas is taking a day to, you know, pay tribute to him and honor him with a day. I mean, it's a really nice gesture, I think, you know.
Yeah. Texas has very sort of idiosyncratic holidays. They have San Jacinto Day, and Texans are good at celebrating.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about, we're talking about habits before, and I keep forgetting exactly what the Facebook question was and that we asked people to respond to.
Well, we had asked the question of what, you know, what do people feel their best and worst characteristics are?
Yeah.
And we got a couple of responses on that. Not too many, but we got a few.
Wait a minute. Before we do that, what do you think your best and worst is?
I think it's kind of the same thing. I think.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I agree. So, what are they?
I think a lot of times I'm very patient. And I think sometimes I'm a little too patient, and I think it kind of can come back and bite me in the rear end sometimes, because I think sometimes I'm too patient with people that I probably shouldn't be so patient with, but I'm patient with everybody. So it's kind of, you know, it kind of works in a good way and in a bad way, I guess.
See, I'm probably the exact opposite, which is maybe why we get along so well, because I tend to be impatient. Mm-hmm. It's actually not impatient per se, because that used to be much more than I was before. I can remember my thesis advisor saying, slow down. He said, you think faster than most people, and you talk faster than most people, and it just makes people feel that you're being dismissive of them. And that's a good way to run afoul of people who have a great deal of power over your life. So my thing is not that I'm not that kind of impatient anymore, but I'm patient up to a point, and then once I'm, you know, not patient anymore, I'm not patient at all. I'm just done. And it's not that I get angry. I'm just done. And so maybe that's, you know, why the two of us get along fairly well, and that, you know, that as long as I feel like we're kind of working things out, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Once that stops, I just don't want to play anymore. Yeah. So, and it's, I guess that's because I'm just impatient with it. I'm thinking, okay, look, we've done this much, we've tried this much, not going to happen, so let's just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's maybe why we get along.
Yeah.
So far. You're relatively patient with me.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm relatively patient with you too.
Yeah, it works well. I think it's, yeah, you know, it's a good combination.
There we go. We're kind of I'm trying to figure out if I'm chocolate and you're vanilla or vice versa. So. All right, so let's hear what other people said. But I think both of our points are well taken, is that our strong suit and our weak point are quite often opposite sides of exactly the same coin.
Yeah.
It's just when they're applied.
Yeah, right. Let's start with Stephanie. Stephanie was pretty straightforward to the point. She just says, I am a giver, which I think can be someone's best and worst characteristics, because, you know, if obviously being a giver can be a good thing, but, you know, if you're maybe giving to the wrong type of people that are going to take advantage of it.
Well, let me just say something about that, because I think most women would view themselves as givers. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of how we're raised. I think the issue about giving, it's not that you can give too much. You point out you can give to the wrong people,
right?
And there's certainly that. But I think the giving is also, there are very few times, I think, where people actually give without any expectation. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have to be careful about if you're a giver. Of, well, you know, I did this much for you. You know, how come you're not doing this anything for me?
Right.
And so it's the expectation that either people will be grateful or responsive that can get you in trouble if you're a giver. Because martyrdom looks really great on vellum. It will not work as a lifestyle. People will just view you as a super pain in the neck. So be careful about that. Also, giving is a way of controlling. Of saying, well, you know, I did this for you. I mean, the ultimate sort of joke of giving is really, the Jewish mother jokes of, that's all right, you take the light bulb, I'll sit in the dark. And that's really a way of controlling, of making people feel guilty. So be careful about that notion of asking yourself why I'm doing this, and make sure that, if it's something you want to do, that's terrific. Do it, but you're doing it because you want to do it, not because someone's going to be grateful or because you expect them to respond in kind. If it's a respond in kind, if that's the deal, that's a contract, and you need to make that obvious to people of saying, all right, I'm going to bake you this cake, but I expect you to, when you bring back the cake plate, to have it filled with cookies. Or I'm going to invite you to dinner, but I expect you to invite me back as well. That's a contract, and it's perfectly okay, but it's not the same as saying, I'd really love for you to come for dinner, period. That's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's an offer. That's being generous. That's being a giver. Saying, I expect you to be grateful, or bring a bottle of wine, or tell your friends, or respond in kind is a contract. So you need to be careful about the difference.
That's like a negotiation, basically, if you're telling people, I'm going to have this, so make sure you bring this, or make sure you do
this. Well, yeah, and it's quite often, a negotiation is fine if you're going to do it, but the point is that you need to be clear about doing it as opposed to...
And it helps if both parties are on the same page and in agreement with it being that way, you know?
Or at least, are willing to go along with it.
Yeah.
But you can't go along with something you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it doesn't seem quite as charming or loving to say, look, I'm willing to do this if you're willing to do that. That feels very different than saying, just do, I'd love you to do this. But if the deal is that you're only, that it is a contract, you're much better making it up front. Because otherwise, everybody's going to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't your point, especially if you're a giver. And you're going to go around thinking, gee, everybody hates me, and all I'm trying to do is be a really good guy. Well, it's a little more complicated than that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You didn't know that was going to be so complicated. I did.
It was pretty good. Pretty good.
I did. But that's why I'm the psychologist.
That's right.
Okay, what else you got?
Let's go to Sheila. Sheila says, her worst characteristic is I'm too trusting. My best characteristic is I'm a survivor. I simply pick myself up, dust myself off, say a lesson
learned,
and
move on. Start all over again. Is there a song? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, trusting, I basically agree with you. I think that the world very quickly is divided into people that either trust or don't trust. And I tend to agree with you. I think trusting people makes much more sense than distrusting them, because if you're distrusting them, you're really asking them to make you unhappy. But I think you also need to not be completely stupid. As I said, I desperately wanted to call one of my books Trust Your Neighbor and Tie Up Your Camel at Night. Which nobody really understood but me. But I thought, for me, that's kind of the essence of, you trust everybody, but you don't, you don't do stupid things. You don't tempt people unnecessarily. You don't cross the street without looking both ways. You don't expect people to be different than whom they seem to be. That you go through being not, that innocence is kind of intellectual baby fat, that you pay attention to what's going on, and also that you have some limits, that you trust somebody until there's a good reason not to. And then what you need to do is go back and figure out, was it you or Memorex or them? Where did something go wrong here? And I think that's saying, well, I'm a trusting person. You need to trust under what circumstances, and who do you trust and why do you trust them? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right, here we go.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. And what happened? We had you, and then we lost you.
Yeah.
It's the beauty of cell phones. All right. And if you call me back real quickly, I can get you on. If not, looks like we'll may start off with you tomorrow. All righty. So let's finish up with best and worst characteristics, and then which I thought would really morph well into leaders that, you know, that were important in our lives.
We'll wrap up with someone who chose to remain anonymous, but
always okay.
I thought it was actually pretty good. He says, best quality is that I'm right. Worst quality is that I assume I'm right. So that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's, you know, seldom right, never in doubt kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. Look, the thing to do is understand in social relationships, being right is not nearly as important as problem solving. So when you get into right and wrong, you're going to have a war on your hands because nobody really wants to be wrong. And so if you're fighting to the death about who's right, you're going to have much more difficulty than if you just are looking for solutions. So,
yeah.
Mr. Anonymous. All right, let's look at people who've taught each other stuff.
We asked the question, who's been the best leader in your life and why? We'll start with Matthew. Matthew says, I think this has a lot to do with...
You're having a very good time on this, aren't
all
you?
I think he's being facetious, and he's being, you know, it's
okay.
But he says Kim Jong-un, because he is a glorious supreme leader.
I think he's maybe being a little facetious.
Yeah, just a little.
Where's Sony when we need them?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Let's send whoever the Sony hacker is Matthew's phone or Matthew's email account.
Let's go to Tony.
That whole thing has kind of dropped off the radar, hasn't it?
It really has. I mean, the movie's on Netflix now, and you know,
it's not a very good movie. I mean, it was silly.
Mm-hmm.
And James Franco was actually pretty good in it. Seth Rogen should not write, direct, and star in his own movies, but Woody Allen, he ain't.
Let's go to Tony. Tony says something I think is pretty interesting. She says, I am my own leader in this world.
Well, there you go. But I also think that we learn from other people. I think we have to have our own moral compass. We have to have our own sense of what's right and wrong and where we're going to go and how we're going to accomplish things. But, you know, maybe the way to think about it is who do you consult? I've actually mentioned that I lost a job interview or I lost a job once because they asked me who my heroes were. And I said I didn't have heroes. And I would still maintain that I've met some people that I admire. There are certainly characteristics of people that I admire. But some of the people, I mean, I suppose that's one of the things about being a psychologist is being aware that there are people who, who've done extraordinary things, but you don't necessarily, they're not necessarily paragons of virtue. And there are virtuous people that are virtuous, but you don't necessarily like them very much, and they haven't accomplished anything. So I think we're allowed to choose human beings, you know, like a Chinese menu that you can pick and choose and pick what you like about somebody and what you're willing to emulate. And as I've said before, I think we can emulate somebody because we think they're really positive, or we can sort of do the opposite of them because we feel that they're really negative. So. You can find role models. Maybe we should have said role models rather than leaders. But, you know, I think they may be interchangeable concepts.
Yeah. Zella says, my mother, she has been my guiding light from day one. I love you, Mom. Very
sweet. Well, yeah, that's great, except it'd be really nice to hear why.
Yeah.
But, and you should definitely take her to McDonald's because maybe you'll get a free meal out of this.
For sure. Let's go to Carol. Carol says, my dad, who I only had for 14 years, he died at age 49. I'm in my 70s, and I still live by things he taught me. Love you, Dad. Pretty cool.
Well, there you go. Again, folks, if you're going to do stuff like this, because the point is not only to recognize it and for you to be aware of it, which is great, but also to share with other people. For example, if Dad was a hard worker, or Mom always felt that she supported you in no matter what you did, because those kinds of things are helpful to other people to understand how to be better parents or what to acknowledge in somebody that may be a difficult person but may have some particular value. I mean, give us the deets, folks.
And then the last one here is from Jerry. She says, my parents, Mom, because she is selfless, and my dad, because he is brutally honest and tough. Good combination. Interesting.
Wonder how that marriage works. Kind of interesting to see. Yeah, my mom is, I mean, both my parents, I mean, I suppose part of it is being the oldest, although, you know, I was chronologically the oldest. I'm now, you know, through miracle, the youngest. But that my mom has an extraordinary sense of humor. She can find the humor in and everything. There are things, and it's, again, one of those hearing the description of her mom and her dad. My mom had a great sense of humor, could kind of, the sort of being incredibly honest was not one of her, I mean, she was charming rather than sincere, as it says in the movie. My dad was one of those people. It was interesting because I was around some people over the weekend, and the woman in the relationship said, he's really charming around other people, but he'll ignore me. And I said, oh, yeah, that was my dad. That he was, you know, that for strangers, he was this incredibly charming person. And I think part of it is he grew up without a dad, and so it wasn't clear to him exactly how to parent. And he felt a huge responsibility to be sort of a disciplinarian because he felt he didn't have that growing up, and to be a provider. So he was, my dad, like your dad, was unfailingly honest. I mean, brutally so. And the word brutally is probably not misplaced here. And if you take somebody who's brutally honest and feels that discipline is really important and earning a living is really important, and you pair them with somebody who is charming and funny and not, you know, not particularly hardworking, you wonder how that's going to work. And of course, it didn't. I mean, and one of the things I think that all my brothers and sisters feel growing up is that we saw, and it's not that we didn't love our parents, because I think all of us did and do, but how you can pick and choose, and how you look for a mate who's kind of more like you than unlike you. Because when you're young enough, the idea of finding someone who's the opposite of who you are is really appealing, because you think, wow, you know, that especially in adolescence, because we feel no matter what we are, it's not right. But as you get older, I think what you need is that reinforcement that says, you know, that I have a lot of energy, so I have somebody that has a lot of energy, or I'm painfully honest, so I have somebody who's painfully honest back. Because having a discussion with somebody who's charming, with somebody who values honesty, is a disaster looking for a place to happen. It's a train wreck. And call us tomorrow, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.